We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That's funny. You think my mom will freak out when I talk to her later?
Oh, you haven't.
A little goatee. I haven't seen her. I haven't talked to her at all. We FaceTime every Wednesday.
Really? That's your.
Yep. I love my mama.
That's your FaceTime meeting.
Yep. Every week.
That's cool. But yeah, let's get this started.
Do it.
3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Bear Down Ballers here on the Field of 68. I'm Ryan Wall, joined once again by Jordan Pollock. And Jordan, Arizona, once again, themselves had a 2-0 week. They're on fire, ranked right now at number 5. They're moving up the rankings. They're right outside the top 4, which would be the 1 seeds. But how are you doing first before we get into all of the action this past weekend?
I'm doing great, man. We're in March. March is one of my favorite months. We've got a great holiday in St. Paddy's Day. It's my birthday this month. I know a bunch of other people. And then we've got nothing but college basketball pretty much from now until the end of the month. So it's a great time of the year.
Yeah, it's my favorite probably overall sporting event, March Madness. And we get a bonus before then. As we know, we get the conference tournaments starting in just a week. But before we get into Arizona's last two games that they're going to play this week against UCLA and USC on Thursday and Saturday, let's get into their rivalry game, their second rivalry game, as they sweeped Arizona State this season, beat them twice, and beat them pretty good both times. The first time, as we know, was they beat them in a more spectacular fashion, but this past week they still won by 18 points, 85-67. And the guy that I wanted to get to first, Jordan, is the guy that a lot of people have been criticizing for the last few weeks. We've been honest about him, but I really love watching him play. And when he's playing at a high level, he's one of the best point guards in the country. That's Kylan Boswell. He had a major bounce back game in this one against ASU. 17 points, only 1 turnover, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 7-for-9 from the field. That is just spectacular stuff. What'd you think about his play?
Yeah, he's been on a tear. And I think really the only outlier was from that Washington State game. And that's just a credit to, again, Kyle Smith and Washington State of how lengthy and how well they can guard the perimeter. And outside of that matchup, Boswell's put together still a great combination of a few weeks and in a great few games, namely, especially on Saturday. I think we'll talk about the Oregon game a little bit, but he had a great week, especially shooting from the arc. And yeah, he's just been efficient and he's been confident. And I think that's a great thing that he's getting into, kind of a more better role for what this team needs from him going forward and looking to make a deeper run in March.
Yeah, he just seemed really confident early in this game. He was finding his spots, and he does best when he is kind of moving well in transition. He's hitting pull-up threes. He's moving the ball quickly. He's finding open guys and getting everyone involved. And that's what he did in this game. He led the team in scoring, which hasn't happened in quite some time. But he's the X factor for this team. I've said it all season. When he's an elite guy and he's capable of that, he is a top-tier guard in the country, and that can allow Arizona to get to heights that we want them to go to and they haven't been to in a long time. But the other guy that had a really good game too was Caleb Love. 16 points, which is not up to Caleb Love standards per se, but still 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and something that just continues to stand out to me with Love is not just his scoring, which is elite, is he's rebounding. For a guard, this guy is as an elite as a rebounder for a guard in the country in college basketball.
Yeah, and that's a staple for this team is winning that specific part of the box score is rebounding, because especially that's one of the ways that they get out and run. It can be off a turnover, but oftentimes it's just off a defensive rebound and they outlet quick and they're fast enough to get up the court in a quick pace and try to get a high percentage quick look. And that's one thing that separates this team, especially when those first looks, those quick looks are falling compared to when they're not. This team can go on insane runs by themselves of just pushing the pace and making the first easy basket.
Yeah, we talked about for Arizona State to keep this game close, they would have to shoot at a higher percentage than they have all season, and that just was not the case. Only a little over 28% from deep in this one. Collins, Perez each added 15 and 14. But yeah, I was really just excited and happy to see how Arizona came out in this one, because they were on the road in the Devil's Den, per se, and they really just came out with more energy and passion that we haven't seen them play with on the road in a long time. What'd you think about that, how they started this game on the road, and especially heading into a long stretch, hopefully, that's going to be on the road in the postseason?
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's been kind of a trend with this team on the road and those road losses, is they started bad and they were really never able to recover from bad starts. They would let the team somehow, the home team, get into the game, either in a groove of just shooting the ball well, making open shots, or not really fully making them reverse the ball a ton. And so a great start is what this team really needed, especially on the road, and they're going to need it, especially this weekend going into LA. And I think one of the biggest things I noticed from this game is they started well, but also they responded well to the runs, because ASU did have a few runs in the second half, especially in that first 10-minute mark, where they would go and they would get the lead down into single figures, but Arizona would never, I don't think they ever got it within 6 in the second half.
No,
but it bounced from 11 to like 7 for, it felt like 6 or 7 minutes. And that's one thing that's awesome to see, especially with how emotional of a game and how emotional of a rivalry it is, of just not getting too up, not getting too emotional, not getting too down. Of just taking it one possession at a time, try to get a stop. Cool. Let's try to get a high percentage look, for either an open shooter or for somebody on a drive. And they responded super well down there. And especially, it doesn't hurt having a good crowd for Arizona Wildcats to turn up in Tempe.
Yeah, it's always great to see when Arizona beats Arizona State. We know the rivalry has been closer in the past. We know what happened last year in Tucson when Arizona beat Arizona State beat the Wildcats on a buzzer beater. But most of the time, the games go like this because the programs are just levels apart. Arizona is an elite and premier basketball program in the country, and Arizona State they've been up and down with Hurley, and they haven't been able to find their fitting in the country. And that's why Arizona is once again, they're 14-4 in the conference. if they win out these next two games, they're going to win the Pac-12 regular season championship, get the number one seed in the Pac-12 tourney next week. And Arizona State right now is eighth in the Pac-10 or Pac-12. They're 8-10 in the Pac-12. So just haven't been able to get going this year. But the game that I thought was going to be closer this past weekend was the game against Oregon, who's fourth in the Pac-12, 11-7. They've been really competitive, especially with Arizona in the past. And this game was just the farthest thing from competitive. Arizona won this one 103-83 by 20 points. And Arizona also was up 20 points with 6 minutes left in the first half. They just dominated this game. And they dominated even more than the game versus Arizona State. And once again, this was a great showing by Kylan Boswell. 19 points, 4 assists. But Jordan, this was senior night, actually. And the seniors are the ones that were the stars of the night. 3 out of the 4 senior starters, Pella Larson, Caleb Love, Keyshawn Johnson, all had over 20 points. And Ballo didn't do too bad himself, 11-12 with 2 steals for a double-double. What'd you think about this win and just senior night as a whole? Because Arizona is not just losing a good player, they're losing a couple major pieces, 4 major pieces for this Wildcat team this year.
Yeah. And again, like I think so much of last week was just responding, and super emotional day, especially for some of these transfer players that were just integrated so well to the Tucson community and the program. And they've just, it's made them their family, especially with Umar and Pela, who are overseas guys. Like their families, I believe both of their families were there, and they're not spending a ton of time over in the States. So a lot of raw emotion, especially going into what could be possibly, maybe not for sure, their last trip and their last game in McHale. But amazing response from the seniors, and just spectacular. I think Boswell was only a point shy of 20 himself. So having 4 usual starters and in the 20s is insane, especially with how good of a program that Dana Altman has up in Oregon. And I think as much as it is Arizona just leading the way, Oregon's also, like, they're good, but they're just not what we're used to seeing with Oregon teams. And I think probably the biggest reason for that is all these Oregon teams that have made deep March runs, that have won Pac-12 championships, they would usually always have a guy, you know, like they made that Final Four run with Dylan Brooks. He was the guy. And I think they had a Final Four a little bit after, and they had Jordan Bell, who was super good, Peyton Pritchard, who was young, Casey Benson, who was young. And Casey Benson, I think, is from Phoenix. And then right after that, Peyton Pritchard turned into the guy, and he couldn't be stopped week in and week out. And then after him was Chris Duarte. And they're just kind of in a weird space of not really, especially in possessions where they're just kind of looking for a quick open 3, and the team still shoots well, but there's not really a go-to guy that's their facilitator. And I think that's one thing that Oregon this season has really struggled with. So it'll be interesting to see how Dana Altman can adjust and get that figured out with his roster going next year.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire.
Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, I mean, Jermaine Cousinard did have an incredible game in this one. 39 points, 4 3-pointers. He was the elite in this one. Hasn't been, obviously, on that level throughout the season, but he did have a great game. Still just not enough from everyone else. Only had one other or two other players in double figures. It just... Yeah, they only shot 30% from three. They never could really get it going or get it kind of close after, as I mentioned, that first period of the first half where they just couldn't they couldn't keep it close with Arizona. But getting back to what you're talking about, this senior class, and this is such an important senior class because you mentioned the two guys that are foreign that have been here for now 3 years, but the two other guys that you didn't mention and we didn't talk about so much yet is Keyshawn Johnson, Caleb Love. They're the transfers, like you said, and it seems like they've been here for years. They've been here for a couple months at this point, not even a full calendar year, and they have just grown so much with this program. And you just see, and this game was a perfect example. Keyshawn Johnson, when he left San Diego State, he was a guy that, you know, would get you maybe 10 and 6 or 7 rebounds. And now he's a guy that on any night himself, he can get over 20 points. And his 3-pointer has improved a lot since last season. And then Caleb Love, I just don't think he gets enough credit this year from more people in the college basketball world, just because it takes a special type of player in person to do what he did, except that where he just went to the Final Four a year ago, that's not going to be the place that he's going to close his college basketball career. He's not going to be a top, you know, first round pick in the NBA draft after having an unbelievable Final Four run and then having a down year and then kind of accepting an unknown role for, say, at Arizona and go to a new spot after it was rumored he was going to go to Michigan before Arizona. So a lot of uncertainty, and he quickly adjusted, adapted, and really has just shown so many different parts of his game. Like I mentioned, the rebounding, the playmaking even, I think, has improved a lot with Caleb Love, and just the overall effort and buy-in that he has to this program with Tommy Lloyd. I just think he's been an unbelievable addition, and we know Arizona does have some top recruits coming in next season, but these four guys are going to be very, very hard to replace. Balo, since Coloco left a couple years ago, he's been that stable force at center for the last couple years. And Pelle Larsen, I mean, we call him the glue guy, but he's really been that stable guy on the wing that just does everything you need to win in college basketball. And the fifth starter in this game was Grant Whiteman, who is a walk-on. He's also a graduating senior. So he started, he played 9 minutes. He did have 2 steals. So he did add a little bit there as Boswell came off the bench in this one, but still played his normal minutes amount. But anything else you wanted to add to this game and just what these seniors have meant to this program?
I think they meant a lot. And I think we're definitely going to see that in the next week and a half when we get some regular season award recognitions where the starting five, I expect every single one of the starters to have some kind of first team, second team. Possibly even some of the bench guys, I think, could be in the running for sixth man of the year for the Pac-12. And it's just a testament to how great of a year and how well this team has kind of built around each other. And like you said, like Caleb Love didn't even know he was going to be going to Arizona until I think June, May.
Yeah. I think it was around June even.
And to think like that's less than 10 months. And this team went from like early season. They had a crazy schedule where they just beat some really good teams. And then they had some lows of some bad Pac-12 road losses. And now they're still in first place, still two wins away from a regular season Pac-12 championship, number one seeding for the tournament. This team still has everything in front of them, and it's been awesome to see all these good players kind of come together and build together.
Yeah, and the thing that's crazy and so cool for Tommy in Tommy Lloyd's journey at Arizona in the 3 years so far is that the three teams. Yeah, the first two looked more similar than the last two, but none of them were the same. Each year, he had to build a new team and establish a new, unique core, along with some, you know, veteran players that he had, but with new recruits, with transfers, like we've said. And he's really just done a remarkable job. I don't know if I've seen somebody rebuild like three straight years into especially a new job. I don't know if I've seen it been done in college basketball recently. He's just done a remarkable job. And yeah, this is, we've talked about it in the past. You can have regular season success, but we'll get into it on next show, but you have to win when it matters in the postseason. And we'll see if they can do that hopefully this year. But Jordan, let's move on. And you mentioned they have two more games left. They do. And they face two of their biggest rivals, I would say, not so much this year as they haven't been great. But on Thursday night, their second to last game, they're at UCLA. It's going to tip off at 9:30 on the East Coast, 7:30 local time. This one is on ESPN. The last two games are on ESPN, happily. And they're facing the UCLA Bruins. And the Bruins have been up and down this year. They're ranked sixth in the Pac-12, 9-9 in the conference, 14-15 overall. But yeah, they've been since Arizona played them last, they've won a lot of games since then, but they've also lost some brutal ones. How do you think this one's going to play out? Because this one's going to be at the Pauley Pavilion at UCLA on Thursday.
Yeah, one of the most legendary arenas in all of college basketball. We're actually debating this week over text about Blue Bloods, and you were kind of talking about just lately UCLA over the last 30 years, really maybe a trip or two to the Final Four, but outside of that, it's like hard to put them in the blue blood tier. But from my perspective, historically, John Wood, the pinnacle of college basketball.
Yeah.
You can't get any better than John Wood. And so
100%.
I think that's one thing that makes me really sad about this rivalry ending. Though Tommy has talked about in some of the press conferences about how they can keep the rivalry going amidst UCLA entering the Big Ten and Arizona entering the Big 12. But I think it's a huge game, especially closing out the Pac-12 chapter for both schools and who's going to win the last one. And they know how to rock a show. Me and you have actually been on UCLA's campus, and
beautiful.
The Pauley Pavilion is an amazing environment. It's an amazing, you wouldn't even know it was a basketball arena if you had no idea what college basketball was. It just looks like a awkward building, and the way it's just dug into the earth.
Yeah.
In Pasadena.
It's so nice. Yeah. I was there a couple of years ago. So beautiful, great basketball venue. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, UCLA hasn't been great, but they did give Arizona one of their toughest tests. I mentioned when we filmed that episode a couple of weeks ago, I thought Arizona was in serious deep trouble. I thought they could even lose this game. They ended up winning by 6 points, didn't have their best showing, shot it under 30%, only had three starters in double figures, and that was one of the brutal Kylan Boswell games. But kind of similar to the Arizona State game, I think this game too, like you mentioned, this is, for now, the last chapter of this rivalry in the Pac-12. Hopefully they can play in the future, but I think Boswell will be good in this one again. And I think the seniors are going to continue to keep up that high level play, because they know that they're close to the finish line. They don't have that many more opportunities. And this one is different. It's in a legendary building, as we have said. But I think Arizona is going to pull out this one. I think Arizona's, they won by 6 last time. I think they're going to win by 10 this time. UCLA, I haven't loved the way they've played as of late. I just don't think they're consistent enough, and I think Arizona is going to do enough to get the job done. And, yeah, I think Boswell is going to have over 20 points in this one.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little different, though. I think especially with the last game, and I feel like UCLA was still in a very similar position than they are even right now. They hadn't been super playing super well ball. I think they got blown out by Utah by like 30 or 40 in Salt Lake City within a week and a half of playing Arizona. And it's just the magic of Pauley Pavilion. And I think Mick Cronin's going to have a good game plan. And I think those students are going to be ruthless. I think UCLA is going to come with an upset. I think they'll close this one out for the Pac-12 with a win over Arizona. I think it'll be close. But
so you don't think Arizona's gonna get the one seed in the Pac-12 tourney?
I'll
unless
say
Washington
think...
State loses to Washington on Thursday as well,
which is a very big possibility.
Yeah,
because that's also a huge rivalry, in-state rivalry. But yeah. I would say probably likely. I would imagine upsets in both. So I think Arizona probably still retains the number one seed because of UW, which is odd that Arizona would be thinking UW at this moment in time. But yeah, I think there's just something about it that just seems off. And I think that's one thing, especially with this Arizona team this year, to where it's felt like there's games. It's like, yes, like everything's pointing to Arizona winning this game by big, but something about this one just seems different. And I think a lot of it's just the history combined with this is the last Pac-12 meeting between the two, especially the fact that it's at UCLA, I think is a really big, really big push for me on the Bruins getting an upset.
Yeah, 100%. But Jordan, before we go, Arizona's last game of the Pac-12 season and the regular season, that is, they're facing the UCLA Trojans. The Trojans have
USC Trojans,
as I meant. And they have been brutal this year. 6-12 in the Pac-12, 12-17 overall. They've had so many injuries, from Bronny James to Isaiah Collier. Isaiah Collier, the projected top pick in this year's NBA draft, will be back in this game, I saw. So I think this one will be closer. Arizona beat them by 15 last time. They were missing a couple guys. But I think this game, I think Arizona's going to win it. But I think Arizona's going to win it by 5 points. I think this one's going to be back and forth. Collier is just elite when he's healthy and he's out there. I think he's just very tough to guard for any of Arizona's defenders. But yeah, who you think Arizona can win this one?
I think Arizona will win this one. I think it'll be into the double figures. I think they'll win by about 10. Like you said, I think Collier is really good, but I think this is a game where Arizona will be very meticulous defensively and just try to take the ball out of his hands.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today, for watching, viewing, liking, and subscribing. This has been Bear Down Ballers. I'm Ryan Wall. He's Jordan Pollock, and we'll see you next time. Wow, that was cutting it close.